Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us begin that time in silence as we center our hearts and our minds in the throne room of our God. Let us pray. Gracious, loving, and merciful God, we thank you so much that you give us this opportunity to come, to pray, to bow our heads and hearts together, to assemble, and to worship. Though our freedom has come at the cost of many people, they were willing to sacrifice. Our freedom still comes at the sacrifice of your Son, our Savior, Jesus, our Christ. Let us all be reminded who have accepted Christ and the salvation that he brings us, that we were once in sin, but now have been set free. Give us the strength to share that same witness with others, and grace and mercy that comes through Jesus. Father, as we come today, we seek forgiveness for our sins, strength to forgive others. Father, we seek your strength to let some things go. Father, let us always be reminded that the rearview mirror is certainly smaller than the windshield. That you forgive us our past, let us not be held hostage by it. We have the moment in which we live, and the future is unwritten. Only you know what that holds. So, Father, let us trust in you in all things, forgiving and loving as you have called us to do. Now we lift up the needs within our church, our church community, our friends, and our families, and all the things that are going on. We pray for traveling mercies for those who are away and who travel. Father, would you just be with them, protect them, and give them your grace and mercy? And Father, today, we pray truly for those who have served our country, past, present, and future. For those who have given their life in the pursuit of freedom, in support of who we are as a people, one nation under God. And Father, we continue that prayer for other nations. We pray for freedom, release from the oppressed, help for the victims, comfort for the grieving. And Father, as we pray for other countries, other nations, we still continue to pray for our own church and our own community, for our way forward and where we become and what we become and how we become. And Father, for other places in life and in communities and in families, where things are difficult and hard decisions are faced, may they find their answer on a bended knee and a bowed head in a conversation with you. Now, Father, as we continue to worship and praise you now, we thank you and we praise your name, and we lift our prayers in the name of Jesus, our Christ. Amen.